In my mind, it's becoming harder and harder to separate the old definition of business performance management and business intelligence. I don't think you can do one without the other. Quite frankly, if I implement a financial consolidation planning and budgeting scorecard application and I haven't dealt with the data quality and integration issues underneath the covers, then I can't rely on that information.
That's Kathleen Wilhide, an IDC analyst and co-author of the recent white paper, Evaluation Criteria for Selecting a Successful Business Performance Management Solution. Hello, my name's Paul Gillen, and welcome to this custom Cognos podcast, complementing ERP with performance management and business intelligence solutions. It's part of the Leveraging Your Data series from Cognos. In this program, we're going to spend some time with Kathleen, talking to her about her conclusions from her paper on evaluation criteria, about what exactly corporate performance management is as an evolution of business intelligence, why business intelligence is an essential pillar of performance management, and also how it leverages your existing enterprise resource planning solutions. Now, Kathy, in your white paper, you say that performance management has a number of different names. You refer to business performance, corporate performance management, and also enterprise performance management. Just basically, how do you define performance management as relates to, particularly as it relates to maybe a better understood term like business intelligence?
Paul, at IDC, we use the term business performance management, and have for some time. And really the roots of business performance management are in finance. So the business performance management or BPM market has evolved over the last 15 years, really focused on financial consolidation, financial processes of planning and budgeting, and then concepts such as the balanced scorecard, key performance indicators, measuring those through scorecards and dashboards, et cetera. So that's the core definition of business performance management. Many of the other terms really, in essence, are defined in the same way. The reality is, though, that for many organizations, business performance management is not just finance, but extends out into operations. So the term enterprise performance management, or even just performance management, is starting to emerge because it isn't important to end users to understand what technology components vendors or analysts include in the definition. What's important to them is that they meet their goals. And quite frankly, finance is the integration engine for the organization in many cases, and performance management needs to extend out into operations and therefore requires a consistent view and access to information, which is where the business intelligence platform comes in.
So business intelligence is a subset of performance management then. What role does it play?
I wouldn't say that it's a subset. I would say that it's the foundation and an inherent part of the platform for business performance management. Most solutions that are delivered today are either built on or built to integrate with a business intelligence infrastructure. That's where you get your analytics and reporting. However, sometimes, it's fairly simplistic with some vendor solutions. And what organizations find is that they need to then invest in other business intelligence tools to meet operational reporting and performance management needs. Then they wind up with silos of information that's not integrated, sometimes inconsistent. And many organizations find that. In fact, IDC, based on our research, we've found that most large organizations have an excess of seven business intelligence and performance management solutions resident in their enterprise.
An average of seven?
At least seven.
And is that a good thing?
No. It's not a good thing, because especially now in light of a lot of the control issues and attestation in terms of Sarbanes-Oxley that CFOs and CEOs have to go through, they're finding that the inconsistency in information is coming to the forefront. And the reason for that is that the entire organization has been pulled into really the financial reporting process through the review and validation of controls, certifying financial statements, and everybody's looking at a different view of information. And so it's really come to the forefront that all of these business intelligence and performance management tools, you know, aren't quite consistent, and the organization really needs to move more towards an information management strategy, of which is powered by business intelligence and other solutions.
So how is this market evolving then? How did performance management evolve out of BI?
Well, initially, performance management was really a very specialized market. There were many vendors that just had those applications with a proprietary database and some very simple reporting. What we've seen in the last couple of years is convergence in this market. Essentially, all of the strong BI players have acquired or developed business performance management capabilities based upon the fact that they're interchangeable. For example, most organizations implement as part of a performance management strategy planning and budgeting applications. If done well, those planning and budgeting applications, as they're used by the organization, generate a lot of management reporting requirements and analysis requirements. And so many times, after stage one, budgeting and planning, organizations will move into more expanded management reporting strategies. So we saw vendors that maybe had the planning and budgeting but didn't have those robust BI capabilities start to partner and go to market, you know, together, you know, with a BI vendor to meet those needs. But it really makes sense, you know, for these solution areas to come together and be integrated and share data structures and share common functions so that the organization can get a lot more, you know, for their investment.
Now, Kathy, you just completed a report on performance management. It was called Evaluation Criteria for Selecting Successful Business Performance Management Solutions. And you mentioned a number of important criteria there. What are the sort of the high points, the major criteria people should look at?
Well, there are three main functional areas that I think are important when evaluating performance management systems. The first would be the breadth of BI and BPM functionality. The second would be the support for heterogeneous data sources, bringing information together to view through that performance management lens. And the third is ease of use. Performance management is not just about finance. So ensuring that the solution is one that can be rolled out to casual users throughout the organization is another area.
Okay, now dive down a little bit on the breadth issue. What do you mean by breadth?
In terms of breadth, I find that there is reward in the market for specialization. And so certainly, you know, there are a number of different types of, there's large BI vendors that have now purchased or built BPM applications. The ERP vendors have some capabilities. There are still some niche vendors with applications. But what's important about really looking at the breadth of BI functionality is look at the requirements that you have today, but also look at where you want to go in terms of building out this platform to serve more than one purpose. An example there is a large media and entertainment client that I talked with that basically had put in some of the pieces of performance management and BI, but was really interested in predictive analysis and really looking for patterns and information that couldn't be seen with the human eye. And certainly, you know, that's something that they didn't start out with, but they wanted in the future. And so look to an eye, with an eye towards the breadth of BI functionality as your organization, you know, morphs its solution into something more sophisticated.
In the category of supporting heterogeneous data sources, what are some of the data sources people should consider?
Well, I think it's obvious that very few organizations have a single source of information. And even if they are standardized on one ERP system, chances are they have different instances, they have different master data schemas, that type of thing. So I find many organizations spend a lot of time just reconciling. really the value of a robust BI solution is the ability to bring information in from heterogeneous data sources into a single environment where organizations can then start to correlate information from those different systems. Then you have something far more than just analysis reporting from a single application. You can start to correlate customer information and financial information. You can use statistical measures to do some calculations to drive profitability or pricing. That's where the real value for decision support and really forecasting and determining where to grow the business comes in.
And finally, in ease of use, are you referring to dashboards, control panels, features oriented toward the end user?
There are many of the solutions out there, have really this user interface that is, in essence, a dashboard. But what's really key is that, again, these solutions are not just for finance, and finance essentially operates as power users. But the value of performance management and business intelligence is really in pushing it out to operations and across the enterprise and start to get everyone on the same page in terms of the information that they're looking at and how they're driving performance based upon that information. And the way to do that really is ease-of-use features. So it's important for the solution not to be dependent on IT and have features and functions where the average user can intuitively, drill down and do analysis, create a report, get it information. And that's the key. So really it ties back into the functionality, ties into the ability to integrate data from heterogeneous sources. That coupled with the self-service functionality is what turns a BI project into a performance management platform.
I'm sure a lot of people would think that, well, I've got SAP, I installed ERP, I thought that was supposed to improve my business performance. In fact, what role does ERP play in the overall equation?
Well, it's interesting. I've implemented SAP myself, and after spending millions of dollars, our senior management team expect to have more information. What they had was much better processes and much better transactional management. But quite frankly, they didn't have any more visibility than they had before. Certainly some standard reports came out of the general ledger and SAP, but they weren't analytical in nature. So the finance organization, which had an operational flavor as well, continued to load information into spreadsheets, manipulate that information, reformat reports, do analysis, gather other statistics, and really the ERP implementation did not change at all the financial reporting and management reporting process.
How about for organizations that do implement performance management with BI as a pillar, is there a typical outcome? Can you measure in some way the results that they usually see?
Well, there's a number of ways to measure results, both from a qualitative aspect as well as a quantitative aspect. A lot of times organizations do look for quantitative returns, such as return on investment or lower total cost of ownership. And that can be achieved in a number of ways. Less time spent manually integrating information does free up valuable resources to do other more analytical processes or value-added activities. Not maintaining several different IT systems, as I mentioned earlier, the seven different BI tools that many organizations have in place requires IT resources. But really, the qualitative aspect is probably more important, especially, in the current situation, where financial information, is scrutinized so closely. Increased consistency, the ability to bring together information from disparate sources, align that information, and actually correlate, statistics from one system and financial information from another system gives organizations much greater insight. So, really the speed with which organizations have information, not just to report, but to make decisions, is key, and also really the consistency and the risk management aspect in terms of lessening the risk of either publishing bad information or acting on bad information is certainly a huge value proposition for investing, not just in a BI tool or a BPM tool, but in a strategy for information management with a business intelligence component.
That's interesting. Are there any companies that you've talked to or examples that you can cite of companies that have done this successfully?
Yes. One example that I use quite often when speaking to end users is an example of a large CPG consumer products company that basically had, you know, any number of business intelligence solutions in the organization, both from a finance and operations perspective. Everybody had sort of their own tool. They were also in heavy merger and acquisition, so they were acquiring more tools, and really consistency in information was a huge manual effort, and plus they weren't even getting the results that they really wanted, like, for example, profitability. And so what they did is basically select a solution based upon the features, functions, ease of use, and the ability to integrate information across various data sources. They pulled this together, and one of the key aspects of it was cost and profitability, which certainly means something from the top of the organization all the way down, whether you're a cost center, whether you're a profit center, et cetera. But the interesting thing is the way that they actually were able to make this initiative successful was they had senior management support for actually turning off all of those other reporting and BI information silos, and basically had commitment, you know, from senior management that this was going to be the single source of information that was relied upon. That's an extreme that I see, but that's the kind of commitment that when you ask these end users, was their performance management initiative successful, there's a resounding yes. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're meeting all needs at once, but certainly a strategy such as that really sets the organization up for expanding the platform and getting information that they've never been able to get at before.
So give us your future view. Where is this market going?
In my mind, it's becoming harder and harder to separate the old definition of business performance management and business intelligence. I don't think you can do one without the other. Quite frankly, if I implement a financial consolidation planning and budgeting scorecard application and I haven't dealt with the data quality and integration issues underneath the covers, then I can't rely on that information. So in my mind, they've always gone hand in hand, but I think organizations are realizing that performance management is bigger than the old definition of BPM, financial consolidation planning and budgeting, scorecarding, and is starting to really encompass management reporting requirements, predictive analytic capabilities, et cetera. So really that's the future. You can see that the convergence in the market supports that, and you can also see based upon the requirements definition coming from end users that that's the way they're looking at putting a solution together.
Well, thank you to Kathy Wilhide for her discussion of evaluation criteria in selecting business performance management solutions. And thank you for tuning in to listen to this Cognos Custom Podcast. Cognos hopes that it has been educational and useful for you. My name is Paul Gellman.